For more than 20 years, the Magic Treehouse series by Mary Pope Osborne has given millions of young readers their first exposure to chapter books. Osborne has written more than 50 of the stories. They follow the adventures of siblings Jack and Annie. Their treehouse is a jumping-off point for magical missions around the world and through time and space. In recent years, Osborne has been donating books to schools in need. NPR's Lynn Neary recently went with Osborne on a visit to a school in Massachusetts.
When Mary Pope Osborne wrote the first set of stories in the Magic Treehouse series in 1992, she had a contract for 4 books. She figured that would be it. But then she began getting letters from teachers, parents, and kids.
Those letters are priceless. I've memorized so many of them, like, "Dear Mrs. Osborne, your books almost made me smart." Or, "Dear Mrs. Osborne, I'm working on my own novel," second grader wrote me. "It's not finished yet. It's scary. It's called A Septic System." I can't explain that.
None of the 20 books Osborne had written before had gotten that kind of reaction.
I was stunned, and I realized that I was reaching an audience I'd never reached before, and that there was something about these rather simple books that was catching fire with young readers.
Now millions of copies of the books have been sold all over the world. They use simple language to introduce kids to literature, history, and science with fanciful stories like Dinosaurs Before Dark or Abe Lincoln at Last. A companion series, The Magic Treehouse Fact Trackers, provides a nonfiction version of these stories. The series has been so successful that about 2 years ago, Osborne decided it was time to start giving back.
Boys and girls.
The excitement was palpable in the library at the old Mill Pond School on the day Osborne visited.
Boys and girls, we have a very special guest today.
Hi. Wow, this is so great.
The author read to the kids from her latest book and asked for ideas for future books. Then she gave them some good news.
And guess what? Every one of you is going to get one of these books today. Yeah.
Osborne says after many years traveling around the country meeting her fans, she learned that kids in schools with a high poverty rate often did not have access to her books. So she created a program for Title I schools, which have a high percentage of disadvantaged students. Teachers apply for the program, and if the school qualifies, Osborne donates the books.
I see this series as it's been proven, I think, as a gateway into reading, that children start with Magic Treehouse and then they move on to harder books and they take a leap. So I see myself as just a launch pad, and I wanted all kids to have that opportunity.
When Osborne visits a school, she puts a book right in the hands of the children.
Okay, why don't you just stay where you are, and we're just going to hand out the books to you.
Kids crowd around Osborne as she starts to hand out her latest book, which is about soccer. Third grader Brady Stahelski has read all but one of the Magic Treehouse books and is eager to talk with her about his favorite.
Winter the Ice Wizard, I love that one so much.
Did you really? See, I did too, but I think it was a little odd for some kids.
Yeah, that's why I liked it.
Okay, Brady, I got to swipe you and Aiden. You guys got to go back to class.
Oh, I miss you guys already. Bye-bye.
Great to talk to you.
From the library, Osborne moves on to classrooms, where she talks with kids about projects they've created based on the stories in her books.
Oh, these are great.
This one's mine
right here. Look at that. Now, that's Jack and Annie and the moon person, right?
Yeah, the moon man. Yeah.
Mary Bullier is a reading specialist for third and fourth graders. She says many of the kids in her classes don't have access to books at home.
It means everything for our kids. It starts this lifelong love of reading. We get kids who really don't read much at home. So giving them that book, it's their own. It's their possession.
Third grade teacher Christine Lavalle says the Magic Treehouse books are perfect for kids who are just starting to read or struggling with reading.
They have the same two characters. They have the treehouse. There's always some magic involved. There's an adventure that they have to go on, a mystery that needs to be solved. So as a reader who's just starting out, they can follow it a little bit better, and they don't have to build the structure of the story in their minds like you might with a text that you've never read before. So it just gets them ripping through books.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for sharing these. Okay, keep up the good work, everyone.
After leaving the classroom, Osborne said she never set out to be a reading specialist, but once she fell into this world, she realized she had found a new calling.
I promise you, my first 20 books were what I wanted to write. I wasn't even thinking about children. It's just what I wrote happened to be for children. But then now it's suddenly I feel I have this huge group I'm responsible to. So it's changed. My life has changed around the series.
For the good.
Definitely for the good. It feels a little heavier, the burden, but it's a good burden.
Since she started the program, Mary Pope Osborne has traveled around the country, from New Jersey to Alaska, and given hundreds of thousands of books to 1,800 schools. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.